Dr. George Dimitri, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Good morning, I'm Taylor Wilson, and this is 5 Things You Need to Know Wednesday, the 30th of January, 2019. To get you started, the polar vortex is here. Temperatures are set to plummet today in parts of the upper Midwest, including a low of 25 degrees below zero expected in Chicago. That means the city will be colder than parts of Antarctica and the North Pole. Amtrak has canceled all train service to and from the city, and the U.S. Postal Service is canceling mail delivery to parts of 7 states. Plus, airlines have canceled more than 1,400 flights. Meanwhile, the Lincoln Park Zoo is closing for 2 days due to the cold, but curator Dave Bernier told the AP that workers will still be braving low temperatures to care for the animals during the vortex.
Closing the zoo is really a safety issue for the staff, for any potential visitors that would come out to the zoo, and then for the animals as well. We still have our full complement of animals that we need to provide food, water, cleaning, husbandry, all those things. So everyone is going to be here whether the zoo is open or not, because all of our animals need care. These are some of our keepers from our bird department, some of the toughest people you're ever going to run across. They're out breaking up ice in order to keep water open for our waterfall. Animals look like they're pretty well covered with fur or feathers in case of birds, but there are areas of exposed skin that we have to be careful of. For birds that perch, obviously their feet aren't feathered. Noses and pads of feet for carnivores. So there are definitely areas that we are still concerned about, even in the most hardy of animals.
Federal prosecutors are set to give closing arguments today in the case of accused Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. The alleged former leader of the Sinaloa cartel is accused of bringing millions of dollars of cocaine and other drugs into the country. Guzman was initially charged with 17 criminal counts, but the Brooklyn federal court jury is now expected to deliberate on 10. Earlier this week, the defense rested its case after calling just one witness in all, compared to the 56 called by prosecutors. If convicted of the most serious charges, Guzman could be sentenced to life in prison. Next up, the Trump administration begins 2 days of talks with China today with the hope of avoiding a tariff war. A hike to 25% tariffs on some $200 billion in Chinese goods begins in March, putting another dent into a trade war that has disturbed markets around the world. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says this week's meetings are more about making progress than reaching a final agreement. They come right as the Justice Department announced charges this week against Huawei and its chief financial officer, Meng Wanzhou, alleging that the company stole trade secrets and violated trade sanctions against Iran, among other things. For its part, the Chinese Foreign Ministry says the charges are tied to political intentions and manipulations. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is set to make his annual State of the League address during Super Bowl week today, and as usual, he finds himself swirled in controversy. Many wonder whether he will address the controversial no-call in the NFC Championship game between the Rams and Saints, and perhaps a more pressing issue, the lack of diversity coaching hires around the league. There's also plenty of non-Goodell storylines to get into, though. USA Today Sports' Trista Crick reports from Atlanta.
It's finally here. Super Bowl week is upon us in Atlanta. Here are the storylines that you need to know headed into the madness. It starts and really ends with Tom Brady, gunning for his 6th title against the franchise that he won his first Lombardi against 17 years ago. Expect Brady to be relaxed, focused, and hella awkward on Instagram. Next, we have the LA Rams, and the Hollywood hype is real. But all eyes this week will be on 33-year-old Sean McVay to see if he can become the youngest head coach to ever win a Super Bowl. How will Roger Goodell respond to the referee controversy? The commissioner holds his State of the League address on Wednesday and will likely have to face the music and respond to criticism for the league's mishandling of the non-pass interference call in the NFC Championship game. Wednesday should be fun. Speaking of facing the music, what will this year's halftime show be like with Maroon 5, Travis Scott, and Big Boy? The selection has been met with criticism across the music industry. However, there are calls for the artists to make a political statement in support of Colin Kaepernick during their performance. Keep an eye out for that. And lastly, will there be any bombshell trades this week? Last year, Alex Smith was traded during Super Bowl week, and there's conversations about star wide receiver Antonio Brown being on the move as well. Some of his own doing. Can we see another blockbuster trade this week? We'll have reactions from current Steelers and Niners on Radio Row to the latest drama brewing in Pittsburgh. From media night to post-game, stick with Sports Pulse, your heartbeat to what's trending during the Super Bowl.
And last up, Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido is looking to bump up pressure on President Nicolas Maduro today with planned walkouts around the country. That comes a day after he was barred by the current regime from leaving the country as he's being investigated for so-called anti-government activities. Guaido is urging Venezuelans to step outside their homes and work for 2 hours today in the first mass mobilization since street demonstrations last week, following Guaido's declaration that he had assumed presidential powers. Meanwhile, Maduro, who previously had rejected any chance of negotiations, told Russian state media that he was open to a meeting with the opposition for the sake of peace in Venezuela. You can catch new episodes of Five Things each weekday morning and on Saturdays on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you get your pods, like the Google Home and Amazon Echo. You can also subscribe for free and leave us a rating and review if you'd like. Five Things is part of the USA Today podcast network.
Dr. George Dimitri, medical oncologist, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works, and then the expert clinicians that interact with patients and families every day. It's not easy to have input at a substantive level to new drugs that are safe and effective at treating cancer. So our whole mantra has always been to try to minimize risks to patients and yet try to maximize the opportunity of finding how effective a new treatment could be. And that means understanding cancer really, really deeply.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.